When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Excuse the lateness of this podcast. I've been having some massive technical problems for some reason. Don't know why, can't figure it out. I'm kind of tired and annoyed, so we'll just get on with it for the audio. We'll have video next week, I promise. But this is literally like the fifth or sixth time I've tried to record this, and I had some beauties, and they're gone. So let's hope this one is just as good. Anyways, guys, I'm on all social media, YouTube, X, Instagram, all that, Facebook fan page. I really truly have the best meme game in the biz. Please share all my memes. I don't care. Just to give you an idea how good my memes are, I had one Buckeye message me and tell me that he thought one of the memes that I made about Ryan Day was actually funny. So when you have rival fan bases telling you that you're good, I think that's a little boost. You know, that tells you that you're on the right track. Because in my opinion, funny is funny. It doesn't matter who you're making fun of. Funny is funny if you do it right. Now, before we get into this game, which I think was a fantastic game today. College football was something else today, right? Not a lot of great matchups, but we saw some people. Actually, I think to be quite honest with you, USC showed who they really were. A great offense with an awful defense. Notre Dame is still kind of shell-shocked because they just barely beat Duke. On like a 60-yard run with 40 seconds left in the game. They love these nail biters lately. Michigan State still sucks. Cade McNamara got hurt. Bless his little heart. He got hurt. Penn State struggled with Northwestern until halftime. Kind of reminds me of what we did like last year. I don't necessarily think their running game's very impressive, to be quite honest with you. And I think I saw this on Twitter. I'm starting to kind of believe it. I told you, I'm not a big Drew Aller fan. I don't think he's the best quarterback in the Big Ten. I think he might be the second best quarterback in the Big Ten, but he's just Penn State's version of Cade McNamara, in my opinion. Oh, not I mirror this, or I agree with this opinion that I saw on Twitter. I'm looking forward to that game with Penn State. I really am. I think it's going to be a great game because they have a solid defense. So I'm very excited to see how our offense goes up against that. I'm really looking forward to that because, let's face it, Northwestern was garbage. I mean, we all knew they were garbage anyways, but their uniforms looked awful. Their uniforms looked like they were from 1994. I mean, their offense, too. It was not impressive. So I can't understand for the life of me why Penn State struggled so greatly in the first half. I really think – and then Georgia was in a dogfight. With Auburn, you never know, they're hit or miss with how good they can be. I think we really separated ourselves from the pack today. Because to be honest, I think this was the best that we've looked all season. I mean, the passing game looked good. JJ looked good. The blocking was great on a pretty good defensive line, in my opinion. Like I told you, I thought Nebraska had a good defense. I just was not impressed with their offense because anytime you have to have the option as a form of offensive attack, you don't have anything else. You've got nothing. You can't pass the ball. You can't do anything well. If you're relying on basically an outdated offensive strategy. I mean, Nebraska used that in the 90s. And I mean, like I said, it wasn't cool then. It was only cool when there were leather helmets, dude. That's how old the option is and how outdated it's been. So when you're using the option as your main form, it's ridiculous. And like I said, if you are gap sound, if you're position, like if you're, I'm sorry, my brain is scattered all over the place tonight. But if you are sound in if you know your spot, you know you're supposed to get the quarterback, then get your quarterback. If you know you're going to get the running back, you only get the running back. You don't get away from that. Then you are going to stop the option every time. And that's what Michigan did today. The edge rushers came out today. They looked fantastic. Braden McGregor, hello. Welcome to the game. Welcome to being a Wolverine edge rusher. That was fantastic. I loved it. I mean, we have, I think, 3 interceptions this season, and 2 of them are from the defensive line. Our defensive line may be the best defensive line we've ever had at Michigan, in my opinion. Because it's just not that it's the level of talent we have, which that's one of it, but we're just so deep. I mean, even Cam Good is getting in there and putting in quality minutes. When you have Rashawn Benny, you have Chris Jenkins, you have Mason Graham, you have Kenneth Grant, you have Cam Good, you have 5 defensive linemen who can rotate at any part in time, anytime you need them to, and there's not a drop-off. Now, it elevates when you have certain members in there because some of them are just much better than the others, but it doesn't drop. It doesn't go below. It doesn't get it doesn't look ugly. It doesn't get, you're like, oh, crap, that's obviously this guy's in there. They're so good. And then our edge rushers, I mean, Derek Moore, Harrell, Stewart had a great game, 2 sacks today. Braden McGregor had a great game today. So finally, our defense, this could be the greatest defense Michigan's ever had, in my opinion. It could be. I know it's lofty because we haven't played anybody, and just ask Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, he is such a fucking doofus. Urban Meyer is such a doofus. I mean, I know you hate Michigan. I know you do, but come up with a better spin than what you said, dude. Like, oh, well, if you don't play a good schedule, if you're the same team in October that you are in September or whatever months he used, you're not good. Okay, dude, relax. All right. I know, I don't know why you went with Nebraska. You're just a fool. I tweeted out, he's as good at scouting or predicting games against Michigan that he is cheating on his wife. And he's not good at that either. He gets busted doing that all the time. So he should just shut up when it comes to Michigan. I'm just tired of Urban Meyer in general. He just annoys the hell out of me. That's my little rant on Urban Meyer. But, I mean, just look at some of the numbers today. Like Harburg, they actually passed more than I thought. I mean, he had almost had 200 yards passing. Nothing exciting. I mean, 199 and an interception. We only allowed 32 yards rushing. And it was basically, let's face it, it was a skunk, a zero. We shut them out. I mean, our second team defense, I mean, they're not great. And 74-yard burst, that's all on the second team. I'm not worried about that because they couldn't do anything in the run game. I just was very impressed with everything I saw today. Roman Wilson, now, okay. So, in my opinion, Roman Wilson is now showing himself to be considered one of the elite wide receivers in the Big Ten, and he keeps us up. It should be in all of college football. And you're going to hear people, they're going to say, oh, well, yeah, but look at Marvin Harrison. He's not as explosive as Marvin Harrison or as elusive as Ibeka Ebuka. They're having much better years. I beg to differ. on this. If you look now, granted, Wilson has one more game played than these two. But as it stands right now, Wilson has 19 receptions for 326 yards receiving and 8 touchdowns. That's right, 8 touchdowns. Harrison, 17 for 336 and 3 touchdowns. Ibuka has got 19 receptions for 263. Yeah, so he's not as elite? I doubt it. I really beg to differ on that one. I mean, there are times when Marvin Harrison in two games has got 5 catches for 50 yards, I think. Maybe 50 yards. Dude, that's embarrassing when you're supposed to be that good, supposedly. Roman Wilson has 8 touchdowns, and he's always wide open. Tell me, I mean, he is covered sometimes, but man, the overall percentage of every time they throw this kid the ball, he's wide open. That pass today from J.J. McCarthy, when he's rolling out and he throws it, oh my God, in the back of the end zone, Roman Wilson wide open. That was beautiful. Now listen, I know everybody's going to talk about that pass that Roman Wilson caught and trapped it on the dude's helmet and landed, you know, shades of the Super Bowl with the Giants and all that. Fine. That was a very impressive too. But the overall play with JJ rolling out and throwing a dart to Roman Wilson was phenomenal. I mean, beauty. And also it gets me very hyped is to see Clemens out there again. If he's 100% healthy, and let's say that Harbaugh isn't overhyping like he normally does every player, and if he's remotely close to the comparison he made, he said that Clemens reminds him of Nico Collins. If we have a Nico Collins type wide receiver with J.J. McCarthy and Roman Wilson mixed in with our tight ends, holy cow. We may have now, if he gets that kind of play, if he turns into Nico Collins, we're elite. With our running game, now our passing game, you can't stop us on any level. We've got the speedster. We got the big boy who can get up and hit it at the highest point of the thing. We've got tight ends. Oh my God, dude. We have got everything. If this kid turns into Nico Collins, holy crap. We may roll through everyone. I mean, I don't think there's a defense that can stop us. I mean, pick your poison. You're not going to stop us. And our running game looked pretty good today. I think Edwards needs to get whatever funk is in his system out. I mean, he looked better today. I mean, he better hurry up because he's going to be running back 3. I mean, the fumbler, Mullings is look good, man. He hits the hole hard, and he is a truck to take down. So Edwards better figure this out or he's going to be running back number 3 or just slot wide receiver. That's it. Just fantastic today. Just wonderful stuff. I mean, there's nothing more I can really say. I mean, everybody looked great. Like, what do we, I wish I could, I actually don't wish I could find something negative to say. I mean, JJ only had 180 something yards passing, but he only played 2.5 quarters. You know, I mean, if he played all 4 quarters, he could have had like 350 and way more touchdowns. I mean, this really, Michigan fans, we are living a great season. We are really living the best season since probably 97. I'll be honest. This is a fantastic thing right now, and we need to just enjoy it. Like I said, I believe we really separated ourselves from the pack this year, or just this week. I really do. Even though I'm not going to worry about it, if we're still number 2, I don't care. But I'm just trying to look at over the notes and see if I missed something. Oh, that Billy Kemp, isn't he annoying? He's a weird-looking dude for Nebraska, and he's just so annoying. Like, I'm glad we didn't see much of him for the, and he had, what, 2-3 plays? That was it. But God, I had enough of that dude. I was like, Jesus criminy. He just looked odd to where I felt weird. You know what I mean? Like, it's only creepy when you're ugly, and he is the definition of ugly and creepy. Oosh. That dude was out just ugly. I think that's really all I can say. I mean, everything else has been covered. There's nothing to rant on. Like, I mean, college football looked kind of blah today. I mean, that Brock Bowers is still phenomenal. One of the best tight end I think I've ever seen in a long time. I only say that because I've been watching highlights here, and he's just unstoppable. But yeah, Nugent looked great today at center. The tackles did what they had to do. Like I said, a little trouble throughout the game, but nothing that I don't think they can't clean up. I do like the Barnhart-Henderson team. I don't want to see any more tackles coming in and out. I like that whole this five feels right as the offensive line. I'm just excited, man. Everything looked like it was clicking today, and this was the best game Michigan has played all year long. And we broke the 40-point margin. So finally, we broke our 40-point hymen. I'm very excited. But that's really it, guys. I mean, it was a fantastic day. We should just enjoy this. I mean, I can't wait to see what we do to Minnesota. Can you? Now, this is one thing I really wanted to kind of complain about when it came to Urban Meyer. And this just popped in my head. He literally said that, oh, Nebraska's good. They should have beat Minnesota. So because they should have beat Minnesota, he thinks Minnesota is on the same level as Michigan. He's a fool. Why does he get paid this much money to say such stupid shit? They almost beat Minnesota. So therefore, that equates to them upsetting Michigan. He's a moron. He may be, and I'll give him his credit, he is one of the best modern day college football coaches of all time. He sucks in the NFL. He sucks as a husband. Who knows what he is like a dad, but I'm sure he's a guy who cheats at everything. Cards, his wife, racing, pick anything, and I'm sure he cheats at it. Or he's got a stupid take, because that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'll end on that, because it blows my ever-loving mind that he thought that was a good point to make on why Nebraska. Oh, and he believes in Scott and Matt Rhule. Oh, well, whoopee-doo. I guess you could believe in the Easter Bunny. Does that mean he's going to beat Michigan? You fucking dipshit. I don't know. They were running the option, for God's sakes. Even he knows the option is not a viable offensive strategy in this day and age of college football. He knows that. That's why the service teams only play the fucking option. If Navy and Air Force do the option, an Army, and then I think Georgia Tech. What makes you think if that has any success in college football now? So that just shows that he's just being Urban Meyer and he's being a fucking dick face. Oh, well, that's it. It was a great game. We did fantastic. I love everything about today. So guys, let's just enjoy this. I look forward to pounding the shit out of Minnesota next week. That's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. It's like every week, I can't wait to see what JJ and the offense and what the defense is going to do. It's just so exciting. This is a great time for us. We really need to enjoy it, because who knows what next year is going to look like? Who knows? So let's just enjoy this week by week. Guys, once again, I'm on all social media. Guys, share all my memes. Tell me I don't have the best meme game in the biz. I do. Plain and simple, I do. Like and subscribe. If you guys want any free stuff, leave a review on Apple Podcast. Go to Spotify, subscribe there, leave a review there. I think you can only do stars on that one, which is fine. If you do leave a review on Apple Podcast, screenshot it, send it to me, and then send me your address and your name, and then I will send out the free stuff. So hit me up, guys. It's been great. Like I said, it's great. It's great to be a Michigan Wolverine right now, and always and forever, guys. Go Blue. Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys? Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube, I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts. And I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe. And also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well. And hit me up on the DM and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the Football Rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99. Either one. I really don't care either one you want. You go ahead and support this podcast and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you will always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode.